This is the Denali Report for June 12, 2013. I'm Philip Manning. There are currently 341 climbers on Denali. 520 have completed their climbs, and 402 of those have summited, giving us a summit percentage of 77%. There are currently two climbers on Mount Foraker. Today's Denali Report is the third installment from KTNA's Melis Cody, who wraps up the story of her own expedition on Mount Foraker.
My team returned from our expedition at Mount Foraker nearly a week ago. After 2 weeks of climbing over arduous and technical terrain, we made the summit on May 31st. On that day, our team traveled roped for over 11 hours on the long, steep, and heavily crevassed Sultana Ridge. We were shrouded in clouds and snow in the morning, only to be pleasantly surprised by a cloudless, windless summit at about 4 p.m. We enjoyed the rare views for an hour on the summit plateau, with full appreciation of how hard we had worked and how lucky we were to have been blessed with such a strong team and great weather. We hugged each other with big smiles. We were all especially happy for Craig Hanneman. This was his third attempt to summit the peak. Not many people summit Mount Foraker, but then again, not many people try. The giant is somehow often overlooked by its neighbors, but it is truly the true beauty of the Alaska Range, and successfully guiding it stands strongly as a career highlight of my 12-year tenure at the Alaska Mountaineering School. I know my assistant guide, Josh Hoshin, feels similarly proud of our accomplishment. Like all sound mountaineers, we are even more pleased with our safe descent. We woke up at 2:30 a.m. on June 1st with our camp near the summit of Mount Crossan at 12,500 feet, and we returned to base camp. The route had changed dramatically over the course of the 2 weeks we were climbing. Intensive sun and warm temperatures had degraded the route, and it had lost about 8 to 10 feet of its snow base. The route required several rappels and steep down climbing. Once on the glacier floor, we raced to base camp and flew out, narrowly missing a 3-day storm. It was a trip of a lifetime, and I will cherish it for forever. For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.
The Denali Report is made possible in part by a contribution from K2 Aviation, offering climber support and flight seeing tours.